Saudi Arabia is not the only country in the region that's changing. In the years since the beginning of the Iraq War, all of Iraq's neighbors have had to adjust to the fall of Saddam Hussein. Over the next 2 days, we're going to take a look at the six countries that border Iraq: Iran, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Jordan, and Syria, and the developments there since the war began. Our guide is former Ambassador Robert Pelletreau, who was Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the Clinton administration. He says that in all six countries, there is relief that Saddam Hussein is out of power.
Nobody is shedding tears over the departure of Saddam Hussein. They do want to see a new Iraq emerge that is chosen by the Iraqi people and that doesn't become a new cradle for terrorism or instability in the area. At the same time, Iraq was a substantial market for all its neighbors, and that market has not been rebuilt and replaced, so they're all making some compensatory gestures to overcome that loss.
Well, if we look at the region, and let's consider Iraq as the center of a clock face, and if we move through the six neighboring nations clockwise at about 1 o'clock, that's where we see the shared border with Iran. So why don't we begin there? There was no love lost between these two countries.
That's
they were
right.
Often at odds. With Saddam Hussein out of office and with the U.S. now occupying Iraq, what does this mean for Iran?
First of all, Iran sees itself relieved of a major threat. We see the efforts now to build a more representative government in Iraq, which will give the Shia of Iraq their proportional role in accordance with the demographics. And this is much more pleasing to Iran. It's not that Iran wants to see a theocracy established, but they do have relations with the Iraqi Shia. They do want to be able to visit the holy sites of Shiism in southern Iraq. They do want to develop trade relations. They've got another interesting positive feature in their view, and that is they see the United States in some trouble in Iraq, and they also are under some pressure themselves from the United States, particularly with respect to the nuclear issue. And they think there's
With Iran's weapons program, Iran seems to be more willing to open its doors to IAEA inspectors. Was that too influenced by the fall of Saddam Hussein?
I think it was, both by the fall of Saddam Hussein and more recently by the shift in policy in Libya.
If we continue moving clockwise around this clock face, the next border for the next country would start at around 4 o'clock, and that country is Kuwait. It's a small nation about the size of New Jersey. What's changed in that country?
Kuwait obviously feels very relieved that the regime of Saddam Hussein is no longer there. That, I would say, is the overriding single sentiment. But beyond that, over the past year, Kuwait has become a highway and a logistic base for the American forces going into Iraq, coming out of Iraq, and for the major contractors. It's meant that they've had to adjust to this very large non-Arab presence and this tremendous flow in and out over which Kuwaitis have very little control.
The next country, Saudi Arabia, would begin at about 6 p.m. if we continue to move along the clock face. With Iraq's oil production stalled, how has this affected the oil-rich kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the world's largest oil exporter?
Well, Saudi oil exports have increased, and this should have brought some more satisfaction. But really, in Saudi Arabia today, there's a whole bundle of uncertainties. There are some Saudis who are uncertain about democracy coming to this big country just to the north of them. Secondly, there are some Saudis who are concerned about the Shia majority in Iraq. And then there are Saudis who are worried about the possibility that Iraq could become a new incubator for terrorism. We've also seen a turning inward in Saudi Arabia because they have themselves been victims of internal terrorism, and they are realizing, I think a little belatedly, that they really have to make some significant reforms in the way that Saudi Arabia has been governed. But it's moving quite slowly.
Ambassador Pelletreau, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Robert Pelletreau is the former Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the Clinton administration.